welcome to Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse. With me, your host, Gina Lusardi. My goal with Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, we are going to be talking about how you were born with warrior powers. How would you like to improve your life right now? Did you know that you are all born with superpowers, super warrior powers? Well, we are. Some of you have already discovered your warrior powers, while others are still on the journey to discovering them. Think about this. Would Wonder Woman be Wonder Woman if she didn't know how to use her warrior powers? Would Spider-Man be Spider-Man if he didn't know his powers or how to use them? Probably not. They would just be Diana and Peter Parker. Just any other person on the street, right? I'm sure you are all on the edge of your seat saying, oh, tell me more, tell me more. Tell me how I can find my inner warrior power. Well, hold the phone there, Nelly. Sit back in that chair and continue to listen. We are all born with a warrior power within us. Some just never discover it. Today we are going to find your warrior power. Are you ready? First, you must learn to direct your subconscious mind to attract the people, situations, and circumstances you are wanting to create. I know you may be going, oh Lord, she's talking about law of attraction. Just stay with me here. Then you have to begin changing how you see things and how you see yourself. When you watch any superhero show, the superhero does not start out that way. Generally, it's a lanky dude or gal who has been bullied or ignored by those around them, right? Peter Parker knew he could switch up to become Spidey. And Diana knew she could toss on a cool headband and magic lasso and go out and save the world. But neither of them started out like that, did they? Nope. They started as everyday people just like you and I. And they started seeing their lives and themselves differently. If you want to be successful at anything in life, you have to see yourself as someone who is successful. If you want to be healthy or in a loving, caring relationship, then you have to see yourself as someone who is not only capable of having it, but someone who deserves to have it. If you want to be a doctor or a nurse, you can be that. Nothing is impossible to achieve. If you are in an unhealthy, toxic, or abusive relationship, and you see your inner warrior as self-rescue, you can do it. You have to believe you can do it. In order for you to unleash your inner warrior, you cannot accept any limiting or negative thoughts or beliefs that prevent you from becoming that which you want. In order for you to succeed, you can no longer say things like, it's too difficult, or I don't know how, or people will think it's silly. You may be living in a world where negativity is all around you. Maybe your parents or partner don't encourage anything you do, or anything, or nobody is out here patting you on the back saying, great job. Well, guess what? Suck it up. This These are the exact things and thoughts you have to rid yourself from. You must eliminate them and change them into statements that do help you achieve what you're trying to achieve. You cannot find your inner warrior by holding on to negative statements. To become a warrior, that already lives within you, you must start using that power that is already there. Only you can determine how to live your life and how you become in that process and who you become in that process. You must learn to drown out the noise of the world and tap into your inner warrior. To learn more about how to tap into your inner warrior, head over to the listed corresponding blog post. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.